Today is Good Friday, the 29th of March. Giuliano Ravanello sings Hino Christologico, a setting of the Christ hymn from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Jesus Christ is the Lord, for the glory of God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of divine nature, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. As we prepare to pray on this Good Friday, imagine yourself walking towards Calvary with Jesus. Notice if there are any words, gestures, or actions you feel moved to make as you go with him.
Não exige o ser tratado na qualidade de Deus, mas despojou-se ele mesmo, tomando a forma de servo, igual aos homens em tudo, e simples homem julgado. Quis humilhar-se a si próprio e obediente mostrou-se até a morte de cruz. Por isso
today's reading is from the letter to the Hebrews.
Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
There's nothing worse when we're feeling low than having someone say, "I know what you're feeling." But Jesus really does know what being tested feels like. The author of Hebrews describes Jesus at his weakest and most vulnerable. How do you react to this portrait of him? Knowing how closely Jesus has entered into our brokenness, we are encouraged to ask God for mercy and grace. This is what we are offered through the suffering of Jesus. What mercy and grace are you seeking right now? As we listen to the reading being repeated, we're reminded of the human anguish and loneliness of Jesus. We also remember that, through his suffering, he becomes the source of our grace-filled salvation. What response arises within you as you reflect on this?
Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
The reading speaks of Jesus submitting to the Father. This is not about defeat or surrender, but about a victory won through deep union and self-giving. As you reflect on what such self-giving might mean for you, what do you want to say to or about the crucified Jesus? adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
For by your holy cross and resurrection, you have redeemed the world. Amen.